About 166 years ago started the whole revolution.
An
amazing thing is, the Zohar says, how do I know? I don't know. It says a pasuk in Parashat Noach. It says, how do you know? It says, Bishnat 600 shana lechaye Noach. It says 600 years, when Noach was 600 years, the Mabul started. When you read the text, what does it mean? I mean, a tragedy. Mabul started. The Zohar translates it, the opposite. In the year 600, so the Zohar says 5,600, there's going to be a revolution in the world, and Hashem will open the sky, and wisdom will come. You read the Torah, it says the opposite. The sky will open, Mabul will come. So the Zohar says, the hint over here is the Mabul of wisdom going to come. Invention. The Zohar says, invention that you don't even think what's going to happen. It's every day a new thing. It's just to show how much wisdom there is in Shamayim. What's going to happen, you know, Triyat HaMetim, the dead ones will get up and see all these things. What are you going to think? With your permission, Parashat Pinchas in America. And this is Parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell us about the sacrifices. The first one is what we read every Rosh Chodesh, Korbanin, Lachmi, Leishai, Yerech, Nichochi, HaKeves Echad Taseh Baboker, HaKeves Shini Taseh Ben Arabayim. Sacrifices, what we do daily in Bet HaMikdash. Then in Yom HaShabbat, then in Rosh Chodeshichem, and then the Moadim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. This is how the parasha ends. Not the same order, almost the same order. Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Sukkot. This book that we are at, this is called Chumash HaPkudim. This is Chumash that talks about the journey in the desert. Not about sacrifices. The book of sacrifices is Sefer Vayikra. It's called Torah Kohanim. The book of Vayikra, first parasha, second parasha, and then parashat Emor. It talks about the Moadim. It talks about the sacrifices. And Hashem delayed until parashat Pinchas. Now, all the korbanot of the Musafim on the Chagim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it really should have been said in Sefer Vayikra. Not now. Now we are at the edge of Eretz Israel, at the end of the journey, at the coming to Eretz Israel. What did they do in the desert the last 38 years? They didn't sacrifice it? Of course they did. Of course they sacrificed it. Korban Tamid for sure, and the rest probably also. And here Hashem decided to put in Parashat Pinchas. Mishnah says in Masechet Taanit that five things happen less Shabbat, really, less Sunday, really. Mishiva Asar B'Tammuz. It says five things happen. Mishnah says the first thing, Yishtavu HaLuchot. The Luchot got broken. What it means Moshe went to Shamayim to get the tablets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he came downstairs and he saw the golden calf. He saw the golden calf, he broke it. That's the first thing happened on that day. Second thing, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Omat Tzelem Bayechal, Menashe, put a statue in the holiest of the holiest. And then, Saraf Apostomus Ta Torah, was a scissor that burned some Torot. And then, Butal HaTamid, the sacrifice they used to bring every day, Bet HaMikdash, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, the sheep, was canceled, couldn't find anyone. So that happened on the same day, happened to be on the calendar. They looked at the calendar and they saw, what's today's date? And today is Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, 17th of Tammuz. It says, no more sheep. And the last thing the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nifratza Choma, the wall of Yerushalayim got broken. So exactly five things, not more, not less. And it says, that's what the Mishnah said, that's the tragedies, those are the tragedies that happen on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. So the Chachamim say what it means is really is for us to learn what we have to do in those days now that we are at. That really the Gemara says, and the Zohar says, that those are the days of the Satan. It's very dangerous. It says he's not allowed to go outside at night by themselves in time of the Gemara. The Gemara said that people should not... in school, the Gemara says they used to punish the children. In our time, you know, people used to be maybe more on vacation, but the Gemara says in those days that the teacher should be very careful with the students. Very careful. Have to be very careful on the highways. It's very dangerous time. It's very dangerous. Zohar says, Ari says it belongs to the Satan. It says, since Am Yisrael did the golden calf and put the statue in the Hamikdash. So dangerous days. So actually, the Chachamim say, but the Mishnah doesn't tell you a history, what happened. Mishnah tells you a secret, what you got to do all those days between Shiva, Samat Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, those things really cause the destructions of Beit HaMikdash. In the years later, of course, we had more tragedies on those days, much more tragedies. The exodus out of Spain, killing millions of people in Europe, First World War, a lot of tragedies. I will tell us the following. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, gave us some mitzvot to do and some ideas to do. So for example, if you want to think about it, the Gemara says to us, for example, there's a mitzvah on Pesach. Special mitzvah to talk. It's very special Yat Mitzrayim. Hashem wants us to speak the whole night. It's a very special mitzvah. He says, why Hashem wants me to speak about it? What is it all about? Hashem wants me to bring sacrifice to Him. What for what? What does Hashem need a sacrifice? What's the purpose of the sacrifice? So the Chachamim tell us, you should know first about the holidays. He said, if you take one holiday at a time, so it's a question exactly what it is, but one opinion is that the holidays that we have, especially Pesach and Shavuot and Sukkot, is Keneged Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. I say Shavuot is Keneged Avraham Avinu. And Hashem gave us the holiday of Shavuot Keneged Avraham. I say, what happened on Shavuot? I say, Hashem revealed Himself to us. Hashem revealed Himself to us, and we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, is a king that is like an elderly person, an older person, Malei Rachamim, full of mercy. And actually, after Hashem revealed Himself, the Torah tells us that we were able to see sounds. In the text, the Torah says, V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. So, Chachamim said, this Shavuot is B'zchut Avraham Avinu. That Hashem revealed Himself to us, and we were able, so-called, to see something. It's B'zchut Avraham. It's what's B'zchut Avraham? So, Chachamim tell us, because the first information that we have, if somebody wants to know, what does Avraham do exactly? So, not the first, maybe the second. It says that Avraham Avinu, when he was 75 years old, maybe a little bit older, it was a famine in Eretz Israel. He went to Egypt. And on the way, he saw the image of Sarah in a river, in the water. And he tells her, now I realize how pretty you are. Says the Gemara, until that age, Avraham Avinu did not stare at his wife. Not that he never looked at her. He didn't stare at her. I mean, he married her. He was married to her about 50 years. Sarah got married about 15, a little bit earlier. Now she's 65. He didn't ever stare at his wife to see how beautiful she is. Now, all of a sudden, he looked at the river, he saw her image. Said the Gemara, this is something that very important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says, Yov, he was very blessed. Describe in the Tanakh, Yireh Hashem, afraid of Hashem, tzaddik. Gemara says, Iyov said that I never looked at the girl. Ma'at bunei betula. Says the Gemara, Iyov, you didn't look at the girls, forget about it, you. He says, look at Avraham Avinu. Didn't even stare at his wife to see how pretty she is. Didn't stare at her. Chachamim say, this Chacham Ibn Ezra say, you should know, Shar Ayin, Shar HaShemayim. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a sight and an eye. The eyes that we have is not just to look around. The Gemara tells us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to see what does it mean, an eye. The Gemara tells us that Tzidkiyahu, the last king that we had, and Yimach Shemot, Nevu Zaradan, and the Bavlim came and they entered Yerushalayim. So there was a tunnel that Shlomo HaMelech dug from Yerushalayim all the way down to Yericho. And when they reached the palace, so he went down to the tunnel and he went to Yericho. You imagine the distance that Shlomo with his wisdom already knew. This is what, you know, we say that this is a tragedy, Tikkun Chatzot, you know, that we say at night. But now, in the those 3 weeks, Shulchan Aruch said to say during the day also, before Mincha, after Mincha, before Abit, to say Tikkun Chatzot, Tikkun Rachel. It says, Al Narod Babel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachino. This is a chapter of Tehillim. David HaMelech wrote the Tehillim. David HaMelech never built HaMikdash. Already people had Tehillim at home, and they said Tehillim. David HaMelech died, they had Tehillim. They had Tehillim, they had Tehillim. You read Tehillim at home? He said, look what it says. It says, one day the Iraqis will come and destroy Beit HaMikdash. David HaMelech in Tehillim, Asaf, the son of Korach, already, a few chapters in Tehillim that he wrote, Asaf, about the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. So people knew it's gonna be destroyed. It wasn't just, you know, illusion. Sefer Tehillim is full of it. And then Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash. He built few things. First, he built downstairs all the way in Beit HaMikdash a cave that he knew Beit HaMikdash one day is going to be destroyed and they should hide inside the valuable things before destruction. And Yoshiyahu HaMelech one day was a Navi too. There was a lot of years before destruction. He went to the holiest of the holiest, took the Echal, took the stick of Aaron, took the jar with the man, took the oil that they put on the dishes, on the Kohen HaGadol, went down to the basement, put it all the way down, that he knew in a few years, the Babylonians are coming, they're going to serve Beit HaMikdash. And Shlomo, when he built Beit HaMikdash, he built those caves, it's all the way down, in the mountain, you know, all the way down. So he built a tunnel, he knew that one day, they're going to come and destroy Yerushalayim. So he built a tunnel from the palace all the way down to Yericho. Says the Gemara, look, we didn't put any lights over there and there was no electricity. He says, it was dark inside. Tzidkiyahu was able to go and see in the darkness all the way to Yericho. He got out of Yericho, so Hashem wanted him dead. So all of us, there were Iraqis, Bavlim, all over Israel. So they saw from that little tunnel at the entrance was a deer. I said, oh, a deer, a tunnel. They stood by the tunnel. When Shlomo came, when Tzidkiyahu came out, they took him. The Navi said, they poked his eyes. They poked his eyes. Poked his eyes. Yirmiyahu told him before, they're going to poke your eyes, they're going to poke your eyes because the eyes, Chacham Ibn Ezra, is this, the gate of Shamayim is your eyes. It's the eyes, it's not just to see. The eyes has a power that you can see far away, behind the ocean. You can see things. The power is in the eye. The eyes are the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, the Torah tells us, you know, Avraham Avinu, says, what information do you have? What do you know about him? I says, the power of the eyes. Power of the eyes. Chachamim said, Shavuot, Rizkut Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu, because he understood the power of the eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to reveal himself to us. And we were able to see so-called image of a cloud in the blue color. We saw a cloud in the blue color as a shape of so-called an entity, not allowed to think what it is exactly. As well, we were able to see sounds. The whole Am Rehmet HaKolot. Let me say it. This is really the power of Shavuot.
The power of Shavuot.
Actually, Chachamim say that this is the most important thing. The Gemara says it's the halacha. A blind person is being exempt from all the mitzvot. Some Chachamim say the mitzvot lo ta'aseh, he's considered dead. He doesn't have to keep Shabbat. He doesn't have to keep kosher food. He is dead. A dead man does not have to eat kosher food, and he is not obligated to keep Shabbat. So according to some Chachamim, a blind person, some Rishonim say, Patur mikol ha-mitzvot, is blind. So what is blind? He is functioning, he can have a job. What's wrong? Today he has braille, everything. What is it? He says, no, you don't understand. If he has no sight in his eyes, it means he's dead. Suma chashuv kemet, the Gemara says. Because Shahayin Shah Shamayim. This is the most important. That's why Chachamim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the eyes on the top. How come Hashem put the first thing on our head under the brain is the eyes? Of course, if he says with something else, you can ask. But wait, soon you're going to see why Hashem made the face this way. So first we have the eyes, all the way on the top. This is Avraham Avinu. The second thing is, the second holiday is Pesach. Pesach is, Chachamim say, Bezchut Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach. This is Pesach. Sari says if you divide the word Pesach into two syllables, Pesach, it means mouth will talk. Mouth. So Peh, Bezchut Yitzchak. As Hashem put the mouth here, not under the eyes. We'll see in a minute why. And this is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu. I says, this is the Zchut of Yitzchak. What is the Zchut of Yitzchak? He didn't ask his father, how come you're going to slaughter me? As well, when Avimelech came to him and asked him, we want to be friends with you. And before he chased him, and the slaves of Avimelech took the words away from Yitzchak, he said nothing. Closed up his mouth. Ma'o monoto shel adam ba'olam hazeh yasim atzmo ke'ilem. The job in this world is to watch him out. Watch your mouth. Don't say nothing. Don't criticize. Don't answer back. Don't ask too many questions. This is the power of Yitzchak. It's called Pesach. It's called Peh Malchut. We say every day, whatever you say, Patach Eliyahu, it says Peh Malchut, Peh Malchut. Chachamim tell us, look what happened. When Am Yisrael did the golden calf, first they came to Aaron and say, Kuma Selanu Elohim, with the mouth, he said, make mouth on God. And then, as they say with the mouth, Ele Elohecha Yisrael Asher Lachem Tzarayim. They say, this is God. I think Hashem cares. No, said, if you say those things from your mouth, you damage the kingdom. You damage the power of the mouth. The power of the mouth is to realize Hashem is the king. That's what Hashem wants us to pray. And we say with our mouth, because prayer is Malchut. You accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king. Yitzchak accepted it. Pesach. I said, what Pesach? This was Pesach. Pesach is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Israel, Mishchu Kulachem, Sonu Mishpachotachem Veshachatu HaPasach. He says, they took the sheep, and the sheep was the Avodah Zorah of the Egyptians. And Hashem told them, slaughter the Avodah Zorah. Hashem gave us the mitzvah, says, Pesach. When the night of Pesach, talk with your mouth. Because Pe Malchut, it shows in your mouth if you have the kingdom of Hashem. And what did you do? He says, in Egypt, you took a sheep of Avodah Zarah and you slaughtered. Here, you made a golden calf. That's what happened in Shiva Asar Tammuz. Shiva Asar Tammuz, we damaged our mouth. That's what happened in Shiva Asar Tammuz. When we did the golden calf, it's Moshe. What happened? What happened in Shiva Asar Tammuz? That's what you did on Shiva Asar Tammuz. You destroy the Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Yaakov Avinu, Chachamim say, it says, what's the peak that you can tell about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu says, when he went to get the blessing from his father Yitzchak, he entered the room. The Torah says, Yitzchak said, I smell Gan Eden. Hine reach bni, ki reach hasadeh, asher berachu Hashem. It says, smell. Hashem gave us a nose. Chachamim said, look, in Marat HaMakpelah in Hebron, after Avraham Avinu died, Yaakov and Esav buried Yitzchak next to Avraham. Says the Zohar, when they brought the coffin of Yaakov from Egypt, Avram, Yitzchak moved away from Avram, and they buried Yaakov between Avram and Yitzchak. Because Yaakov is called the Bechir Avot, the center, the pillar. The center pillar. So Yaakov is always in the middle. So therefore the nose that we have is in the middle between our eyes and our mouth. The eyes is Abraham, the mouth is Yitzchak, the nose is Yaakov. Why the nose is Yaakov? Because the Torah says, Yaakov is the smell. Yaakov is the smell. He said, what do you smell? He said, smell is your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkot is Bizchut Yaakov Avinu. Why? Here we have the Etrog. And you have the Hadassim on Sukkot to smell. He says, the most important thing is the smell. What do you mean, the most important? So Or HaChaim said, Zohar, Yaakov Hevel Nachlato. The Torah says, the two thin strings come from a person's nostrils, from his person's nose, connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Hevel. Bizchut Yaakov Avinu, we have that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon, so-called, did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and should have died. Hashem extended his life with the two strings from his nose all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what's the power? That's the power of the nose. Guess what? Hashem gave a person a nose. Not because Hashem wants to have something to hang the glasses on. He says, the nose is to smell. The smell is Hashem. Is Chush HaReach. Chachamim tell us, you should know that Sukkot is Bizchut Yaakov Avinu. Bizchut Yaakov Avinu. He says, what is it all about? Tell you what it's all about. The Torah tell you. דבר השם משה למור, צו בני ישראל, ואתה למד קורבני לחמי לישי, ריח ניחוכי, תשמור לכם ולתקשיב לי. זה עוד ראש חודש, בבי, תודה, נשגנה לי ספר השם. אני אשת השם, tell us, bring a sacrifice. So, until now, what did you think sacrifice is for? Well, it's all hints, yeah, ריח ניחוח, it means good smell, good smell, good smell. It means that the sacrifices, the purpose is to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a good smell. This was the first sacrifice the Torah says, this is parasha, is korban atamid. Reach nichochi tishmeru. The first thing, before the sacrifices of the korbanot, is to tell us, listen, you don't understand, the sacrifice is just to give Hashem a good smell. Says the Mishnah, Masechet Zevachim, you should not bring a sacrifice about HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Zevach Nishchat. You have to sacrifice for six things you have to have in your mind when you bring it to Bet HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says one of the things is lereach nichoach should smell good in the so-called in the nose of Hashem. That's the whole purpose. Chachamim tell us you should know that's the secret that Hashem reveals now. That until now I thought you know the sacrifices. You didn't get it. The purpose is connection to the nose to Hashem. The two strings that we have, the life that we have. Vayipach be'apav nishmata. Chaim, who blew neshama in our nose. When Adam Hashem was on the floor, he was able to hear everything. He couldn't talk. But when he was able to talk, when Hashem injected the neshama in his nose. Because that's the two strings that Hashem so-called reconnected us to him after we did the golden calf. So Chachamim, look what happened on the Shiva Asa Batamuz, Butal HaTamid. See, what happened? Man, Hashem Tamuz. Musar Tamid. The Korban was canceled. So, what's the big deal? Okay, so no sacrifices. No, you don't understand. A sacrifice means you have a connection with your nose to Hashem. Because it's called Reach Nichoch. That thing canceled on Shavuot Tamuz, it means you have no more life. You have no more connection with the Kadosh Baruch. So, some millions of people died. Only 15,000 Jews were left, went to Iraq. Besides the Yemenite people that went to Yemen before the destruction, and some people went to Europe. But whoever stayed in Eretz Israel, from the Tushvatim, Yehuda Benyamin, besides 15, everybody was killed. So why? Mutal HaTamid. Cancel the sacrifice. So what? No. The sacrifice is Reach Nichochi, is for the smell. The smell means the connection from our nose to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the nose is in between the eyes that Abraham Avinu and the mouth of Yitzchak, and the nose in the middle, it's like in Marat HaMachpelah, Abraham is on the right side, and then Yitzchak on the left side, and Yaakov is in the center. That's why Hashem made a face like this. That's why we have it like this. So that's what Gemara says. That's what happened on Shiva Asar Tammuz. It says, what do you mean? You destroyed Abraham, he destroyed Yitzchak, he destroyed Yaakov. That's what it means. And here, this is Parasha, Parasha Pinchas, Hashem, so-called, left it till we got to Eretz Yisrael, B'zchut Moshe Rabbeinu. After Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ale la'avim, avarim hazeh, and say, go up to a mountain, you're dying. And Moshe said, so who is the leader of Israel? And Hashem said, okay, take Yoshua, ordain Yoshua, put your hand on Yoshua. Moshe put his hands on Yoshua, and then Hashem said, Yivadel Hashem Moshe Mor, Tzav Ebnei Yisrael, no, let me tell you the secret of the sacrifices. This is until now we thought sacrifices is for kapara for this, but then Hashem said, no, you don't understand. The sacrifice's purpose is to resume and to reconnect the five senses that we have. And we have one sense is eyes and mouth and nose and ears and feeling in our hands. Those are the five things that happened really on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz that we lost. It was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the destruction. Before the major destruction that came to Shavuot, you know what happened? It says five things happened. So what the five things happened? We lost the Zechut of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We lost Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. And we lost Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And that's where the destruction came. So actually, Chachamim say that's the purpose when the Mishnah writes those five things. It's not to tell you a history of what happened. Mishnah wants to tell you really what caused the destruction is that we lost the connection of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We lost the connection with the Mo'adim. We lost the connection. And they continue, Chachamim, and explain to us. He says, then you have to go and see. It says, Yaakov, Avinu, Re'ach, Bnei, Re'ach, Asadi, Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Yitzchak said, Yaakov smells the Gan Eden. He smells the Gan Eden. He says, well, yeah, Re'ach, Gan Eden, Nichnas ito. When Yaakov went inside, entered the room to get the Baruch of Yitzchak, Yitzchak smelled Gan Eden. Actually, Chachamim say Yitzchak was in Gan Eden for 3 years. After Akedat Yitzchak, Yitzchak was in Gan Eden for 3 years. So Yitzchak realized, he knows the smell of Gan Eden. And Yaakov smells like Gan Eden. He says, why is it Gan Eden? You know what smells like Gan Eden? The Gemara says, Chachamim say, we say, V'den Tfilat Yiten Emet LeYaakov, Midato Shel Yaakov Emet. If you be honest 100% all the time, you smell like Gan Eden. This is the connection from the nose that you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'zchut Yaakov Avinu, B'zchut HaEmet Shel Yaakov. And the Chachamim say, that's what happened to the Migdash. And Rabbi Yishayahu says, everybody was cheating. Tzavech Ma'ud B'mayim, making wine, put water inside. Cheating. Gev Almana, he said, cheating, orphans, widows. He says, no truth, no honesty. No honesty, no truth. So you lose the smell of Gan Eden. The smell of Gan Eden, you lose the connection from your nose. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what happened in Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. It's not. You know what happened? There's no sheep. There's no sheep, it means no smell. No smell means no connection from your nose to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rahamim said, look, Yishtabu Aluchot. It says, the Luchot got broken. It says, the Luchot got broken. What happened? It says, the Luchot, Torah says, the Luchot that Moshe broke were made, so called, by the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote on them, in his finger, on the Luchot. And the Torah will tell you that Moshe went up to Shamayim, says the Gemara that Hashem held the Luchot in his hand. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I thought that I'm going to give it to you, but already they did the golden calf downstairs, I'm not going to give it to you. Says the Gemara that Moshe held the Luchot on the other side, and he said, listen, do me a favor, let me take it. Hashem said, it's not as I take it, it's all over. Moshe said, no, let me take it. The Torah will tell you that Moshe took the Luchot in his hands, and he goes downstairs with this, and then Moshe drops it from his hands. So it sounds like a story that you read. Moshe said, no. It means at that time, what happened was that we lost the feeling in our hands. We lost the power in our hands. Moshe says, the hands have a tremendous power. It's called Chesed Gvurah in the Kabbalah, the hand is tremendous power. That's why Hashem gave us five fingers in every hand. He says the tremendous power. He says the Torah tells you what happened. He says Moshe broke the Luchot. What do you mean Moshe broke? He says Moshe had the Luchot in his hands and he so called dropped them. This means the hands so called dropped the Luchot. It means there's no power in the hand. Chachamim tell us that exactly what happened in the Shiva Sabbat Tammuz is not the Luchot broke. It means we lost the connection with our hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is Keneged Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Hashem gave us new tablets. The Torah tells us Moshe came downstairs, Moshe has a new tablet, he comes downstairs with a new tablet. I says, what's the information? What is this? No, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know the new tablets, but I want you to go and you dig inside your tent and dig out a sapphire piece, stone, and bring it to me, and I'm going to rewrite on that stone whatever was written the first. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you go find the stone. And the Gemara says, Moshe went to his tent and dug in his tent in the desert. I mean, it was a desert. It was under the Hasina. It's a desert. He found a very big piece of a sapphire. You can imagine the price. A sapphire. The size was 2 feet by 2 feet. The size of the Luchot. One piece of sapphire. Took it upstairs with him. Carried it upstairs. Can you imagine the weight? Take it upstairs. Hashem has to rewrite on it. The Ten Commandments. He says, what is it all about? What is it all about? He says, this is the correction for the hands. He says, the first Luchot that Moshe broke, so cold, we lost the power of the hands. Hashem Ramesh Rabbeinu, you with your hands, go down and go dig in your tent and get a piece of sapphire and take it upstairs and I'm going to rewrite it to restore the power of the hand. This is Keneged Yom Kippur. This is what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said on Shiva Sabbatamus, we lost so-called the power of the hands of him. And the last thing the Mishnah said, Nifritza Choma, the whole of Yerushalayim broke. So what? We broke. So what? What? Hamim tell us, look, Hashem gave us the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah Shofar. Shofar. I said, what's Shofar? What is it all about, Shofar? So he wants me to hear Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I said, what is it all about? There's a lot of secrets in the Shofar. So the Gemara tells us that the person's ears are very valuable. Says the Gemara, somebody, for example, hit his friend by mistake, chop his hands, chop his finger, made him deaf. Says everything has a price in Bedin, how much you have to pay. Says the Gemara, if somebody made somebody deaf, is considered this man cannot do anymore. What do you mean? He cannot be a slave anymore. Can be a slave? What do you mean? He just doesn't hear. Gemara says, Chersho no telo dme kulo. Gemara says, Chersh patuma mitzvot. What if he doesn't talk as well? So what's the secret, says the Gemara, that before this destruction of Sikkim at Hamikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the chief, went outside and met the guy that is going to be the Caesar of Rome soon. He goes to him, he says, they took him out in a coffin because the Jewish Makkah did not want him to go outside. And he went to his tent. There was a siege on Yerushalayim. And he says, hello, Caesar. So the guy said, I'm not a Caesar. I'm not a Caesar. I said, are you a Caesar? Gemara says, why are they talking? Somebody came from Rome, came from a boat. And he said, the Caesar died, and they appointed this guy to be the Caesar. So the guy was very impressed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He told him, what do you want me to do? I'll do it for you. I see you, holy man, child man. The Gemara said, he was sitting without shoes. So he finished the meeting. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, listen, do me a favor, don't kill the Chachamim. Let all the Chachamim get out of Yerushalayim. He was trying to put the shoe back on his foot. He can put the shoe back. He asked Abraham Zakkai, he said, what happened? I can't put my shoe on. He said, I tell you what it is. Shlomo HaMelech says to us, Shmua Tova Tedashen Atzem. When you hear good news, and you are somebody, your bones grow. Look, now your foot cannot fit in your shoe. No way. You can't put it on. Because you heard some good news, the ear is connected to the bones of the person. So he said, so what shall I do now? How can I put my shoes back? I said, I tell you what, you have somebody that bothers you so much. He said, yeah. I said, bring him over here. brings him over here, you see, now you're going to look at him, you're going to be upset. The bone will shrink. You'll be able to put back the shuwan. So that's the power, the Chachamim say, the power of the ear. That Hashem gave us ears. It's not just to hear. This is the medicine for our bones. That says, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D, drink milk, stay in the sun, go on the roof, vitamin D, you don't need vitamin D. You have to hear Divrei Torah in your ear all the time. You hear Divrei Torah, because Hashem Yisharim Samchei Lev, it says, the power of the ears get inside the bones. And that, what the Chachamim said, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wants us to hear the shofar. Because when you hear the shofar does the job on the system, all the bones in the system, on the spine and everything. Every little bone that you have in the body gets healed from the shofar. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed all the people on Har Sinai. When they heard the shofar, Hashem healed everybody. This is, the Gemara says, people came without feet, without hands from Egypt. When they heard the shofar, the hands grew. I mean, the bones extended. That's the power. Chachamim said, you know, when Am Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua, they crossed the Jordan River, they came to Yericho. Yericho had a tremendous wall with big gates. Hashem told Yoshua, listen, you don't need army, you don't need missiles, don't need nothing. Go around the wall, every day one time. On Shabbat, go seven times, and blow the shofar. You blow the shofar, the wall will fall down. The wall is afraid of a shofar. Because the wall is afraid of a shofar, has a tremendous power in it. The sound of the shofar is going to heal your bones. The sound of the shofar can help you so much, it breaks walls. Chachamim tell us, you know, the wall of Yerushalayim got broken. So what do you mean? Got broken? What happened? What happened? You know, you break a wall with a shofar. With a shofar, it means with a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you did not connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the wall fell down. As Chachamim said, this is the job in those weeks now before Tisha B'Av that you have to fix so-called the five senses, so-called to fix the Mu'adim, so-called to fix Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Parashat Pinchas. It always come either just before Shiva Asar B'Tammuz or after Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. It says to tell you this is the job. It says not we do Tanit because it is. What's the job? It's very dangerous days. The Shulchan Aruch said, be careful those days, be careful when you ride, be careful, don't go here, don't go there, don't take trips. It's not so simple. You have to be on alert. It says what you have to do. You have to worry about the things that happen on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, that those are so-called just the signals of what happened really that caused the destruction. That the Zohar said that the Satan is very powerful in those days because so-called we neglected the job that was done. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and by the Mo'adim. Chachamim said a person should accept on himself the idea of the Mo'adim and the Zechut of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then the Gula will come from Amen. Amen.